2.5 months, but one whole month I spent in India.
Yeah.
Which was awesome. That was my first time in India, and it's like the home of yoga, so I really wanted to go and do some more training there. My first training I did was in Wellington with Hot Yoga Wellington. But yeah, it was really awesome being able to go to India and get like the a little bit more of an authentic experience and kind of cement that what I'm teaching is, you know, kind of the right thing, in the right direction. And also it just like opened up a can of worms of a whole lot of other avenues to explore. And that's one of the things I love about yoga is that there's so much, like, I'm never bored, always like reading new stuff and trying to incorporate that into class. And
I was watching there's a bit of a podcast on with Joe Rogan and who's the comedy guy with the long hair?
Russell Brand.
And they were talking about yoga, because Russell Brand obviously has a very addictive personality. He does a lot of yoga.
Yeah.
He was saying there's this type of yoga which people can almost have like a almost like an out of body experience by doing.
Okay.
He said he's trying to deal with that because he wants to stay away from the drugs, but he can do this type of yoga if you're very into it, and he can still get that psychoactive feeling in his head.
That would take a lot of yoga practice, but I mean the ultimate goal of yoga is to still the fluctuations of your mind, so be able to bring like your to be in better control of your mind and be able to focus your mind, that sort of thing. And like if you get to the ultimate step or the ultimate stage, you are actually like sort of outside of yourself. So that's probably what he's talking.
Okay.
In a state of complete bliss where no other interactions and busyness are affecting you. But this is a very long practice and can't say that I've personally got there myself, but you get little, you know, little tastes of it, or there's so many other benefits of the practice as well that are more attainable without such a long period of study.
Yeah.
But once you start, you get hooked. You do some...
just a little bit. Mine's always been, and I think when we talked last time, I said I use YouTube, and you instantly could work out exactly the person I would be using on YouTube is. But I actually have found it good as in a busy schedule, and my knees are getting dodgy, and when I run, it's absolutely awful anyway.
If you get those still or two copies in your thirst this year, mate.
If I could do half a game, I'd be straight. That might be a goal for 2020. It gave me the opportunity to, it's busy in the morning, you know, I've got three kids at home, so I've bang, 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 they're all fed, now they're playing. Right, I can do 15, 20 minutes and just re-calm and then switch into the next part of my day feeling kind of ready to go, and it has been good for me.
Yeah.
One of the key things is I think how much my flexibility has improved so quickly. It was actually quite staggering. Like I couldn't even touch my toes at one stage because it's not even something I really did.
Yeah.
And after only doing yoga and pretty basic stretches for a small period of time already, that's
so how long have you been doing that for?
That's basically been, like, to be honest, I've dropped off a little bit towards the end of the year, but pretty much since about January I made a decision that that was going to be my activity for the year. I've stuck to it. I've got little apps and stuff on my phone that remind me good time now to do a bit of a practice. And that kind of leads me into my next question is, as I think it's funny when you talk about yoga, depending on the circles that you're in, you get mixed reactions. Like if I say to someone, oh, what do you do for exercise? Oh, I do a bit of yoga at home in the morning. I'm like, oh, really? What do you mean? So for someone who hasn't touched on it before, and I think for a lot of people they do feel maybe it's...
I was in Shining Peak the other night and one of the bartenders had been at one of the classes. And I said, oh, you know, it was great to have you in class the other night. Will you, like, I hope to, great to have you in yoga the other night. And the other bartender was like, yoga, and just started, like, cracking up. And I was like, oh, my God, like, I was so offended because I'm so passionate about it. But there is definitely, like, it can benefit so many different, in so many different ways. Like, and so, it's trying to, like, let it get it out there. Like,
yeah,
it doesn't have to be. Lots of people first come to yoga and they're like, oh, I want to be able to touch my toes, or they think it's about like flexibility. And that's fine. Like, it totally can help you do that. And for like sport and stuff like that, really good for training and like being, keeping your muscles in balance and that sort of thing.
Is it directed at me?
Yeah, come along, stretch out those hammies.
Stretch your hammy out. So it doesn't explode.
No, I've actually just started teaching up at Flex Fitness, the new gym as well, and they do lots of like sort of CrossFit stuff and press-ups and pull-ups and all that sort of thing. So I'm doing a lot of yin yoga in there, which is like your really deep stretching and really slow practice. And, it's hard to like sometimes tell people about how it will affect them. Once you come and experience, you're lying in Shavasana, just lying on your back at the end of the class, and you're just like, oh my gosh, it feels like so good. Like, how does this work? It's quite magical. Breath and, how it affects your nervous system. So we spend so much of our time in like a fight or flight part of the nervous system, and yoga helps bring us to like rest and digest side, which affects your body phenomenally in terms of like all your organs, digestion, blah 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 blah.
So is yoga like the word yoga? Is it almost like martial arts? There's lots of different types of martial arts.
Yes.
But there's yoga, but there's so many different avenues or so many different types of yoga.
There are
different types of things. Do you specialize in any particular?
Yeah, well, there's so many different, there are so many different names and types of yoga, and I definitely don't teach all of them. I would say I teach Hatha, which is very broad. It basically means that you're going to be using physical postures, so the actual physical asana, which is just like your postures, is only one very small part of yoga. So often people think yoga and they just think of the physical like shapes, but that's actually only a tiny part of the whole thing. I work with in Hatha yoga, but then also Vinyasa, which is a part of Hatha, which is about combining movement and breath. So it's always looking to try and find a connection of breath and movement, and that becomes kind of a bit of like a mindful meditation or a moving meditation. And then also I teach the yin yoga, which is really slow. It's like you hold a posture for like 1 to 3 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And this is really good for your joints, joint health. You let your muscles be really soft, and it stretches all your connective tissues. So that wraps around your whole body.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one where you get like yoga stoned. People will be like, oh, wow, I feel I'm stoned, you know, yoga stoned. And you walk out and you're like, oh, it's.
That's quite a nice feeling, especially in today's world, it's so hustling. And time of the year, so it's all hustle, bustle.
Mm-hmm.
Kids are getting real ratty because it's the end of school.
Yep.
We're getting tired because it's the end of the year. We've got more pressures coming up.
Yep.
It must be quite nice to go there and get into that state to be like, you know what, nothing else really matters right now at this point in time.
Yeah, and that's why I find teaching and it being like my job really rewarding, because I get to see that transformation.
Yep.
So people come in, and you can always kind of see like where the energy is at, and then when they leave, everyone's just like in a completely different state.
Yeah,
that's like really awesome that, you know, I can contribute to that. And you know that they're going home and now they're going to be a nicer dad, or they're going to be like, they're going to, it's really, really rewarding.
It's worth it just for that. Go home and be a better parent.
Yeah.
Because that's a hard bloody thing to do all the time.
Who have we got on there? I'll tell you what, I've actually had some good numbers come in.
My sister's there.
Hey, sis. Been long.
How's it? A bit about yoga.
There's my brother too. How's it? Everyone team? If you've got any questions, flick them on there. And we'll fire them away to Rhea. So if you see me leaning forward like this, I'm not just trying to take the whole
the
shot.
The site's starting to get a little bit
reading.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that'd be like one challenge I'd love to push out to watchers of this podcast or listeners. Like, gee, give it a go. You know, because I think for a lot, again, I'll come back to it. I do think it has just a little bit of a stigma, particularly with males, red-blooded New Zealanders who eat meat and shoot things and play rugby. They're going to a yoga club.
Yeah.
It's not a workout. It's not fitness. But not, I think until you've had a go at doing this properly,
yeah,
it really is an experience you should have, because that's, I think, what fitness needs to be more than just getting big arms and
it's actually
that total kind of mind, body and soul thing, which
it's almost like exercise for mind, body, soul. So everyone goes to the gym, obviously not the big dog here. Everyone goes there and works out on their fitness and their muscles, but forget to look after their self.
And the mind is the most important thing.
So you get that sort of as well, the complete package, it's your way.
Yeah.
And how long is the class? How long does it take? Like,
an hour.
Someone, say I come along with my dicky hammy, me and Ryan turn up. Ryan's got a little bit of experience there. I've got no idea and a buggered hammy. How often should we go or should, like?
Well, you want to just, like, start the habit. So, like, once a week is a really good start, and then you'll probably get addicted and start upping it. You'd just be, I have lots of blocks and bolsters and straps, so you'd be there with all your props and paraphernalia.
I feel like I'd be in some kind of harness with my leg, and you just
suspended, just working on his breath.
Just breathe. Don't do anything because it will snap again.
Most of my second lot of training in India was trying to sort of be able to be teaching a class that have different levels in the room and be able to, like, come around and give different adjustments and different variations and modifications of a pose depending on levels. So that's something at the moment that's been really good to play with.
Does that mean that within your class you could have a bigger class and have all different levels in the same thing? Would you prefer it that way?
That's why I started the beginners class, because I was having beginners come along to the later class, and it was getting, like, it gets really difficult because I start to worry. I'm like, oh no, you shouldn't, like, be doing that. Like, you need to get your hand in the right, place or whatever. And so it was becoming a little bit stressful. But I always kind of say at the top of the class, like, you're your own best guide and make sure everything, like, feels okay, and blah, blah, blah.
It's interesting. It's worth investigating further if you haven't.
And I have on Tuesday night, there's always at least three guys.
Yeah.
So it's not, right, we're male friendly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. We have to be in 2019.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yoga is not just for females.
That's right.
So
there's, yoga's a massive part of your life, but you have lots of different talents. Like, you're a musician, is a singer?
No.
Are you sure? Are you singing? What are you doing here?
At high school.
At high school, yeah. Okay.
No, I've always been involved in the performing arts. So when I first left high school, I went to the New Zealand School of Dance. So I studied contemporary dance for 2 years, which is when I first got introduced to yoga.
Yeah.
So that course in Wellington is very intense. You're basically dancing from 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, and then have Saturday mornings as well. And I was fortunate that once a week we had a yoga practice, and this was where I basically fell in love with yoga, because my body needed it, because I was just charging, demanding so much of my body. And then also, like, the mental side of things, needing that space to be able to, like, look after myself, really. That was where I first got introduced to it, and had an amazing teacher, Scott, who also was at the time the yoga teacher for the Hurricanes.
Yeah.
So he was quite, like, sport inlined. And so that's kind of where lots of my training is quite alignment based. And obviously from a dance background as well, quite I'm interested in flow and finding, like, some of my teaching is, like, really nice and flowy and moving with breath, but then some of it can also be very, like, strong. And so each week's different at yoga club. After I left dance school, I went to drama school, so Toi Whakaari, the New Zealand Drama School, which was in the same building. And so I got to watch a lot of the performing arts shows and stuff while I was at dance school and thought, oh, I'd love to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually a knee injury during dance school that kind of led me down that way. And so, yeah, I spent 3 years doing a degree in acting, which gets you lots of places.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Back in the film set studio. So, yes, that was an amazing time of life. Met some of my best friends ever.
Were you on Shorten Street?
I was not on Shorten Street.
Oh, so you saw
I was an extra on the remake of Goodbye, Pork Pie.
Okay.
As a policewoman.
Yeah.
So that was one of the last kind of fun things I did. I was with a stunt driver who was, so he was also dressed as a cop, and we were chasing the Goodbye, Pork Pie car around like Langdon Quay and on the way to the railway station. And it was so much fun. He was like caning, and we were just like, shh, shh. And I had to just try and keep a straight face because I just wanted to crack up laughing. I was having the time of my life, but I was meant to be this police officer. And then I said to him, I was like, do you reckon we can even be seen? Because we were like the third car back in the chase. He's like, I reckon we're fine. So I was just like,
yeah, enjoy it. Yeah.
That was, how did you work on that set?
Oh, when I did extra stuff, you'd be like, it would be like 3 days or something. It was just really casual in and out. But most of that performing arts work was really up and down. You'd be employed for a week and then unemployed, or working on a show for 2 weeks, perform it for 2 weeks and then unemployed. And so it was like that all the time. And so that was where also my yoga practice started to really be beneficial, keeping me sane. Mm. So that was like a constant. And then I got to a point where the performing wasn't really fulfilling me anymore. No. Like you'd go and you'd entertain an audience for an hour and you'd sort of be like, oh, and what? Mm. And it just sort of...
Do you lose that buzz? So I would imagine being on stage and like entertaining a whole bunch of people would be like Matt said the other week, like walking out
of
the stadium, like, wow, pumping up. And if you lose that, then it's like, I guess your performance would just sort of...
Well, it was just a case that the highs or like the peaks of performing to an audience and having an awesome show didn't like sustain enough through the unemployment, the audition, and it was just I was just like, oh, I want to do something else, or I was like losing the passion for it because I think you have to try and make like a lifestyle, you know, make your job the lifestyle you want as well.
Absolutely. So we're big believers in that.
Yeah. Yeah. And then
it was...
And then it was my yoga teacher at the time down in Wellington asked me if I'd like to do my teacher training. And I was like, at the time, I was like, oh, actually, that would be awesome. And so I started my yoga teacher training and started working at her studio. And it was a really good combination of like my dance background. Like we studied anatomy and well, obviously the whole body just from moving every day. So it was a good combination of like, my dance background. And then also theatre skills is like you're trying to make a group of people feel a certain way, or you're trying to, if you're doing a moving performance, moving an audience. And so it was kind of similar skills, using your voice projection, that sort of thing, similar skills but in a more beneficial product. So teaching yoga classes, I was getting more like enjoyment from what was coming back from it and being able to feel the impact of it more long term than just one-off performances. But saying that, occasionally I do still do some performance stuff, but but mostly yoga.
Right.
How is your time?
I think
25 minutes.
Nearly cracked it.
Have we been talking?
25 minutes. Look.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, just like that.
Yeah. Easy.
Comfortable as, eh?
So did I talk too much?
No, you're awesome.
You and I should put a poll up.
Yeah. I didn't see how that goes.
I'll do a last plug.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. We'll do a little more talking.
For next year with Yoga Club, what I'd like to do is get some more workplaces into supporting their workers' health and well-being. So I also like to work around lunchtime. So talking about sculpting lifestyle, let me help you and you help me. I'd love to teach lunchtimes during the week. So at the moment I've got two businesses and I've got room for three more businesses to come on board teaching lunchtimes to your company. And either you could be a business that's in town and comes up to yoga club and uses that space up there, or I could come into your office or school or whatever it is and teach there. But middle of the day, a chance to like re-center and regather, and then you can be nice and focused for your afternoon. Too. Yeah.
Wicked. I'm going to push that hard.
Yeah. yeah, exactly. No, I think that's a really...
Yeah, that's a good idea. Sweet. All right, I'll put all that up there on this Facebook page. It'll go up on
Yeah, we'll put some up on mine as well.
And then we'll tag your stuff into it. Everyone's going to see this. Like, there'll be the whole world's going to see this. So if you want to get in touch, we'll have all the details there. It sounds like a wicked plan. So is that moving forward into next year?
So you can email me, yogaclubnz@gmail.com.
Perfect.
Right, done. That'll be it too. Get on the front foot and get your mind, body, and soul ready for 2020.
Yes.
That's right.
Start of a new decade.
Right, team.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Good to see you all. Sounds and stuff. Oh, they've got the thumb.
Good crowd on both. Yes.
Twice I've got it right.
Thank you, Instagram, as well.
All right.
Yeah, my wife made it this time. Sounds awesome. Nice mop chop. Thanks, mate.
Right,
well, we'll see you soon. Actually, click
in so I don't have what happened last time.
What happened?
You know, I'll get to get through for the rest of my life.
It was actually,
did you continue?
It was funny. It was